Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's confirmation, for our meditation, and application to our daily faith life, are found recorded in the books of Proverbs, chapter 22, and 3 John, verse 4. Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you. Let them all be fixed upon your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I have instructed you today, even you. Have I not written to you excellent things of counsels and knowledge, that I may make you know the certainty of the words of truth, that you may answer words of truth to those who send to you? I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. So far, sermon texts. In Christ Jesus, who is the truth, in whom we walk, to fellow redeemed, and especially you, our dear young confirmands. This morning, we saw and heard the results of 3 years of intense study of God's Word. 3 years of Bible study based on the 6 chief parts of Christian doctrine. But what led you this morning, Kirsten, Nicole, and Rachel, to witness and to answer was not just 3 years of instruction, but a lifetime of the Holy Spirit working upon your hearts with His Word. What the Apostle Paul wrote to the young Pastor Timothy applies to the three of you. And that from childhood, from infancy, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. We've chosen this morning as your sermon text, Proverbs 22 and 3 John, verse 4. Words from God that say to you, Kirsten, Nicole, and Rachel, there is no greater joy in the hearts of your parents, your pastor, and your Heavenly Father than to know that you are walking in the truth. The words from Proverbs 22 were chosen to be laid upon your hearts this morning as a reminder of all that you've been learning and what the Holy Spirit has instructed you. But it's also an encouragement that you do not stop learning, because you've only just begun. You've just scratched the surface of Bible learning. Just scratched the surface of learning about Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Just scratched the surface of applying His wisdom and the spiritual knowledge to your lives. So let's again take a look at what the Holy Spirit is teaching you this morning in our sermon texts. First, He says, incline your ear and hear the words of the wise. After 14 years of living, you've heard a lot of words, haven't you? Words from your parents, words from your teachers, words from me as your pastor, words from your friends, brothers and sisters, relatives, TV, radio, movies. But this morning the Holy Spirit is particularly telling you to pay attention to the words of the wise. Not just any wise words, but my wise words. My knowledge, the Spirit says. He says, incline your ears. Literally, the word means to stretch it out, to extend your ears. You know what popped into my head as soon as I studied that Hebrew word? Cartoons. Ever see those cartoons where the cartoon character is listening, and all of a sudden they draw his ear going really big, reaching across to the side of the room, listening to some whispers going on over there? That's what the Spirit's saying today. Stretch out your ears. Extend your ears by listening to His word, the words of wisdom that make you wise unto salvation. And after you have extended your ears to listen to His word, the Spirit through Solomon says, apply your heart to my knowledge. This morning you answered a little over 100 questions. You recited the Ten Commandments and their meaning. You recited the three articles and their meaning. You recited what Martin Luther wrote concerning the sacrament of baptism, Lord's Supper, keys and confession. All these words have been applied to your head, your brain and memory. But as you know, they'll mean absolutely nothing if they're not applied to your heart, in your words, and in your actions. God doesn't just want us to memorize His word so we know it up here. He wants us to apply it so that we believe it and live it right here. And so the Spirit says to you through Solomon again, it is a pleasant thing if you keep them, these words of the Lord. Keep them within you. Let them all be fixed upon your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I have instructed you today, even you. May all these words be fixed upon your lips. That word fixed literally means to be firm, steadfast, established, confirmed. On this, your confirmation day, you are being established. You're being confirmed in the words that you have learned. May they be forever fixed upon your lips and in your heart, so that you lean upon your God, not on your own understanding, but upon the wisdom and the knowledge of the Holy Spirit. This instruction I've not given you. This instruction the Holy Spirit has given you. Yes, I, your Sunday school teachers, and your parents spoke the words. It was the Holy Spirit who instructed you. It was the Holy Spirit who snatched you away from the control of Satan when you were born and brought you to be a child of God through your baptism. It's the Holy Spirit who created in your heart faith to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit that has led you to repent of your sins, confess your sins, and look to Jesus alone for forgiveness and life. It was the Holy Spirit who led you this morning to boldly stand here and testify and answer what you know and believe in your heart. It's the Holy Spirit again this morning who is speaking to you in the words of our sermon. And the Holy Spirit who in a few moments will have you come before your Savior God and all your family and friends and make the most important promise you'll ever make in your life. To remain faithful to your Savior God and to His Word until death, with the help of God and by the grace of God. And finally, the Spirit through Solomon says, have I not written to you excellent things of counsels and knowledge, that I may make you know the certainty of the words of truth, that you may answer words of truth to those who send to you? In our second scripture reading this morning, we heard the Holy Spirit say to us that He would give us the ability always to be ready to give a defense, that is an answer, to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Your confirmation promise this morning, your confession of faith, is just the beginning of your witnessing for Jesus. What tremendous opportunities the Lord will lay before you in the weeks and months and years to come for you to be able to answer words of truth, to say to those who are lost in sin and death in your school, in the playground, in your sleepovers, or wherever you may be, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, all centered in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. May the Holy Spirit, who is confirming you today, also give you the strength and the courage to ever walk in and speak those words of truth to others. And that is the joy. That is the greatest joy this morning, that we have. The greatest joy that your parents have this morning is knowing that you are walking in the truth. The Apostle John wrote his third epistle to a man named Gaius, who was the head of a Christian church in Asia Minor. And he said that his greatest joy was knowing that his spiritual children were walking in the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's the greatest joy of your Christian parents. This indeed is a desire of every parent, to see their children succeed, to do well in school, sports, music, drama, work, or whatever area they're in. We want all of our children to be well behaved, to have a pleasing personality, to get along well with others, and to grow up in social graces. But none of that can match the real joy that your mother and father have this morning, Kirsten, Rachel, and Nicole, and knowing that you are walking in the truth. The prayers of your parents when you were born have been graciously and bountifully been answered. The Lord has filled you with the words of forgiving love through Jesus Christ. You know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You are walking in the truth, and you're prepared now to come to partake of the life-giving meal of forgiveness in the Lord's Supper and have that love in your heart now on into eternity. May all of us parents ever remember that nothing can compare to Christian education, to education in Christ that these children have received and will continue to receive as confirmed adults. Playing the flute well, that's great. Being involved in drama and acts and plays, that's super. Being on sports teams and being a good teammate, that's fantastic. But knowing Jesus as Lord and Savior is far, far greater than anything else, and there's eternal rewards to it. As your pastor, these words also apply to me. 9 years ago, I became your pastor, Kirsten Nicole, and I remember you as these little spindly little four-year-olds whom I couldn't tell apart. And it took me many, many years before I could finally tell you apart. And about 5 years ago, your family joined our congregation, and all I knew of you, Rachel, was that you were the youngest of the Gerbitz girls. And now you're standing here before God as young ladies, grown up physically, mentally, and spiritually, ready to make this most important promise in your life. And so what greater joy can I have in my heart, knowing that as you are living through your teenage years and facing all the problems of teenagerhood and all the temptations and allurements of this life, as you're stretching your adult responsibilities and ready to go off to ILC, what greater joy can I have than to know that you are walking in the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And finally, there's no greater joy in the heart of your Heavenly Father to see you this morning standing here before the Lord, confessing your sins and confessing your faith in Jesus Christ, standing here saying that His Son is your Lord and Savior. What brings greater joy to our Heavenly Father than to know that His children admit to their own unworthiness and lean completely upon Him for everything in life and for eternity? And so our God says to us this morning, "You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am before you, that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and saved. I have proclaimed, and there was no foreign God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, said the Lord, I am God. That's the purpose for which the three of you were born. To live for Christ by living in Christ. Paul writes, and as I said to you before, one of my favorite passages, he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. And again he writes, Jesus Christ gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Jesus has given you life, Kirsten, Nicole, Rachel, not just life here on this earth, but eternal life through Christ's shed blood, so that you might be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him everlasting righteousness, innocence, and joy. In other words, that so that all the days of your life you may walk in the truth. But as I've warned you, and I'm sure your parents have too, that walk is not easy. Sin has gathered all of his cohorts to battle you. The simple world and all of its temptations will attack you. Your own sinful flesh is not happy with what you're doing this morning and making these promises. There's no greater joy in Satan's heart than knowing that someone who stood here before God, like you will be doing soon, and made his promises, is now walking in self-chosen, sinful, disobedient lifestyles. Or now is in the false of work righteousness. Or is it living a desire to live only for this life? These temptations you too will face. But as long as you walk in the truth of God's word, with your ears stretched out, extended to listen to his word alone, and your hearts based in his knowledge, fixing his message of love, his forgiving love, in your hearts and on your lips, you'll not fail. That's the promise your Heavenly Father gives to you, to the Holy Spirit. In our closing prayer for you this morning, in the words of the Apostle Paul to the congregation in Colossae, chapter 3, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen. Let's rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds centered in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.